is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76 from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yes, indeed. July 4th already here. Summer in full swing, thankfully, especially those of us that live here in the Northeast. We savor these days, right? You know, because before you know it, the never-ending cold and winter starts to come along. Yeah, I'm talking to you, California, Florida. We'll take your earthquakes and hurricanes for 6 feet of dirty snow any day. It is Matt Wolf. It's ABC Audio Songs of 76, all July 4th weekend. We're in the spirit of 76. We're dialing it back 46 years ago and looking at the songs that were making noise. And in the mid-70s, talk about noise, this guy was making a whole lot of that, but only the good kind. The Thin White Duke, Ziggy Stardust, the man who fell to earth, whatever name you call him by, there is no denying David Bowie was at a creative peak during this decade, releasing a massive amount of work that transcended pop and rock music, influencing everything from art to fashion and culture. Bowie knew how to push that envelope, always surprising us on every level. And his 1976 hit Golden Years was no exception.
Golden Years and the Station to Station album, it's one of my favorite albums, is clearly a pivotal transitional time for Bowie.
That's music journalist Alan Light.
A great thing about Golden Years, of course, is Bowie said that he wrote that song for Elvis, a huge Elvis fan. They shared a birthday, don't forget. They were on the same label, and apparently there was interest. Apparently the Elvis camp, you know, they paid attention to who the big stars were. Elvis went to see Led Zeppelin. He knew who Bowie was. So Bowie maintained that he had written Golden Years with the idea of giving that song to Elvis. That groove, like, you can sort of imagine an Elvis version of that song. That's not a crazy thing. It didn't happen. Again, all the things that are going on for Bowie, the dance stuff, the electronic stuff, the rock stuff. And of course, he ends up singing Golden Years on Soul Train. Like, here's a song he wrote for Elvis. There's a whole lot going on around this song.
Hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come with up, baby.
There's my feet, they lost, that's all. Once I'm digging, you save a little.
Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come love up the baby. Then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come love up the baby.
How sweet.
Back down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, we've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby, lost that song. Once I'm making you sleep a little
soon. Golden years.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with the baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for 1,000 years.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy.
Yeah.
Dog Hat, taking that slow ride on ABC Audio Songs of 76, the band's signature song, if you will, released in December of 75, but powers all the way through in 76 and beyond. To give you an idea, you've heard it in Family Guy, Dazed and Confused, Grand Theft Auto, Dexter, Seinfeld, the SpongeBob movie, even in an insurance commercial. That's when you know you hit it big, right? Matt Wolf, also in 76, an outfit out of Gainesville, Florida, released their debut album. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were just at the start of their careers here, with their first album actually performing better in the UK that year, but was kind of like a slow burn here in the States. Go figure. But patience, they say, right? And eventually, singles like American Girl and Breakdown broke through on the charts.
Breakdown, I mean, we made that first record in an office building, a makeshift studio. It's just a great song. Tom wrote it on the piano.
That's guitarist Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers.
And we cut the track live, as we always did. And the track went on for about 6 minutes. You know, it didn't have an ending. And I played rhythm, and then they said, okay, let's put some lead guitar on it, you know. So it was late at night, and I just doodled along for 6 minutes mindlessly. Well, I'll try this, try that, some blues, whatever. When my mind shut off at the very end of the song, it went da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. I don't know where it came from. Didn't think much about it. Went home, and then Tom called me back, and he said, you got to come back to the studio now, because there's a lick at the end of the song that we want to make the signature lick. We'll put it at the beginning of the song. And that lick is so identifiable with the song. I can't imagine the song without that intro. And I'm real proud of that. And it was just a simple little thing, you know. And I think some of the greatest things are like that. They just come from, you know, your stream of consciousness. And then if you can catch the little magic, you're lucky, you know.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Procter & Gamble. 1976, Heart released their debut solo album, Dreamboat Annie.
Thank you.
The Wilson Sisters, Heart and Crazy on You on ABC Audio, Songs of 76. Ann Wilson writing that as sort of her reaction to the state of the world in the 70s, in particular, the Vietnam War, and how she needed some kind of refuge, in this case, in the arms of another. It is Matt Wolf on the other side.
We were rich. We were young. We were falling out of love with each other, but hey, there was a lot of other people.
Stevie Nicks talks about the making of Fleetwood Mac's signature album Rumors when we get back.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy.
Human beings make at least 35,000 decisions a day. So it's a good thing that listening to the best radio station isn't something you have to think about. Proceed to rock on with 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Angie. Angie is here to help you easily tackle your home projects, from repair to remodel. Get started on the Angie app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Just a little taste right there from one of the biggest debut albums of 1976, maybe one of the biggest debut albums ever. Boston and Rock and Roll Band on ABC Audio, Songs of 76, all July 4th weekend, putting the spotlight on the songs and albums of that year. It's Matt Wolf. Literally, look at this, all 8 songs on this album getting regular airplay, even to this day, the 8th best-selling album in U.S. history, the 2nd best-selling debut album ever, just behind Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. You think about it, not bad for a collection of songs that was basically recorded in Tom Scholz's basement. On the flip side, out in California at the record plant, Fleetwood Mac were making their classic collection Rumors, which would go on to become a number one album of their own, and its first single, Go Your Own Way, was put out in December of 1976, a few months before Rumors was released the following year. The song encompasses many of the, let's just say, issues that were boiling up within the band, like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks' crumbling relationship at that point.
It was not awful at all. It was fantastic.
There's Stevie Nicks, who told us, in spite of all the turmoil, making Rumors wasn't the downer that everyone makes it out to be.
We were rich. We were young. We were falling out of love with each other. But hey, there was a lot of other people and a lot of other men and women in the world. And we were, you know, we were all moving on. And we had these great jobs. So as bad as it was still great.
Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Dairy Queen. 1976, Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
Showed her be a changing ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times like a sister who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing. Then an old love was here to stay. What she told me to
walk this
Smith and Walk This Way on ABC Audio, Songs of 76 from their 1975 collection, Songs in the Attic. First released that year, the song does okay, but then it's re-released the following year in 76, becoming their biggest hit at that point in time. And of course, the song finds new life 20 years later with Run DMC, basically reviving Aerosmith's career. Pretty amazing stuff. It's Matt Wolf, 4th of July weekend. Thanks for the hang time with us. When we return,
all of a sudden, you know, yacht rock is cool. It's like, who would have thought?
Michael McDonald and Tom Johnston sound off on the legacy of the Doobie Brothers.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76 from Speakeasy.
There are 26 letters in the English language, but we only care about four of them. WBPM. Which is bizarre because that's not a word that's listed in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Maybe you'll be in the next edition, right? Because you know how they add the new words every year, right? Yeah, probably next year we'll make it in. We've already put in our request.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They are yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundled today at progressive.com.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
patient of the runner in the night, blinded by the light. Chart, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Asked me if I needed a ride. Well, she was blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce under the runner. Down, but she never got tired. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Crash to the ground. I'll start with a slingshot, blindly found a tender. shot down, but you never got touch. It's gonna make it through the night.
Manfred Mann and his Earth Band, Blinded by the Light on ABC Audio. Songs of 76, our July 4th weekend look back in the spirit of 76 to the songs of that year. And that one, of course, famously a cover of the Bruce Springsteen original. Manfred Mann makes it a number one hit. Also containing one of the most misheard lyrics of all time, Revved Up Like a Deuce, which is a reference to a 1932 Ford V8 hot rod. Not even going to tell you what the popular mishearing is, as I'd like to keep my job safe and sound. Matt Wolf, 76, a pivotal year too for these guys out of San Jose, California. Mix in rock, blues, jazz, a little bit of country and folk, and of course, blue-eyed soul. The Doobie Brothers were always a band made up of varying and diverse influences throughout their 50-plus year existence.
What you're hearing is the compilation of everybody's musical backgrounds when we formed the band.
That's Doobie Brothers founding member Tom Johnston.
I came from like R&B and blues and rock and roll. Pat came from rock and roll and folk blues and that sort of thing. And when we would write songs, we would inherently, without thinking about it, just mesh them together and have like a funky rhythm pattern, but over the top of that you'd have finger picking or singing styles that would complement each other. We always used harmonies a lot.
Now Tom departs the band in 1975 because of health issues, which eventually opens the door for Michael McDonald to step in as lead vocalist on their album Taking It to the Streets, released in March of 76. He says it's a curious thing how the Doobie sound has come back around in recent years.
It takes on different perspectives with time. I think if it has a certain earnest effort to begin with, it will find its audience through the decades. You know, I enjoy that idea that all of a sudden, you know, yacht rock is cool. It's like, who would have thought?
You don't know my kind and yours. ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Dairy Queen. 1976, The Runaways released their self-titled debut album.
The Runaways and Cherry Bomb from their self-titled debut album released in 1976. I just remember being a kid hearing that, and I'm pretty sure it was the first 45 record I wore down to the grooves on vinyl. Man, Cherry Curry, Lita Ford, Sandy West, Jackie Fox, and of course Joan Jett bringing it home, that song finding new life a couple of years ago after being prominently featured on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. And it introduces them to a whole new audience. And it begs the question, why aren't they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet? Something to ponder, maybe for the class of 2023. Maybe. Matt Wolf, thanking you for the hang time this July 4th weekend on ABC Audio Songs of 76. Stay safe this weekend, please. Enjoy the summer. And we'll check in the next go-round this Labor Day. And as always, we'll see you out on the road.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 was written and produced by Matt Wolf and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Matt Friedlander, Pete Townsend, Alan Light, Peter Frampton, Andrea Dresdale, Mike Campbell, Bob Seger, Ann Wilson, Stevie Nicks, Melissa Etheridge, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Don Maggi at Speakeasy.